Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Overview, if you will, of what has happened. And this week we're going to do something different because it's the end of the year. Happy New Year, by the way, to everybody who's listening. This program will be heard all across, as usual, the weekend. And so by the time we're done, we'll be into New Year's. And we're doing our New Year's program, Jay and I, together as well. But for the purposes of taking the top 10 items in News Talk Radio, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine for this past year, we have the top 10 as usual. But these are the stories that, I guess, garnered or gleaned the most attention, Jay, according to Talkers. The list is at talkers.com and also on gooddayshow.com. So I'm going to have Jay do the honors to give us a rundown through these top 10 items. Jay, we're also joined by John Harper from WMEL in on the Space Coast, the presence of Jennifer Horn lacking because she, unlike the rest of us, has the has the week off. So, at any rate, let's go through the list. I don't know if there are any surprises.
Start at 10 or 1?
Yeah, let's start at 10.
All right. So, number 10, the Hunter Biden investigation. That was a big story this year. Number 9, abortion. Number 8, crime and homelessness. 7, House Speaker chaos. 6, wars and foreign relations. Number 5, AI, social media, big tech. Number 4, immigration. Number 3, the economy. 2, Trump legal battles. And number 1 story for 2023, the 2024 presidential race.
All right, so the list of stories, nothing surprising there. I don't see anything that's surprising. On the people list, I don't think there's any surprises there. We can go through that, Jay, if you wish, as well, please.
Yes. 10, Hunter Biden. 9, Netanyahu and Zelensky. 8, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. 7, Elon Musk. 6, Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson. 5, Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows. 6, Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, RFK Jr. Number 3, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden.
So in parsing this all out, looking through these things, I have plenty to say about all of it, but there's nothing unusual in that. But because John is our guest, I think I'll get started with him. Pick one of these items, John, and let's go through it from your perspective in terms of impact that it's had on your listeners and maybe even on you personally. One, just pick one of these top 10 stories.
I think, Doug, the Hunter Biden story that's been ongoing all year and I guess is going to continue into 2024. Is of particular interest due to the fact that I feel he is as guilty as it comes. There's
guilty as sin.
That's right.
Guilty as charged, Your Honor. Yeah, okay.
That's right. And I think we're wasting a lot of time trying to convict this guy, or he hasn't even gone to trial yet. But I'd throw away the key. If he's guilty of these crimes that he supposedly committed, allegedly, then let's move forward and not waste time on it. And probably my talking about it already is more time that needs to be spent on it than we really need to.
Like everything else these days, as you know very well, we all know very well, everything is politicized. So does he get a fair trial is on the minds of a lot of people because it's been, you know, the Republicans versus the Democrats and the good guys versus the bad guys, depending on who you are, how your point of view works, who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. I think that pretty much there's a, as you've sort of suggested, with him, there's an equal opportunity on both sides to point fingers at him and to have him. He's a distraction as much. You wonder what his relationship is like with his father. Honestly, that's what I I think of. Yeah. The father has sort of been quiet, but then there are all these things. I think I saw something this week about how they divided up money from some deal that he was involved in. His father got $20,000 or $50,000 out of it. They follow the checks, follow the money, as they say. Show me the money! Yeah, there's a paper trail.
Well,
so, all right.
In this particular case, real quick, and I'll wrap up my end of it, but there's plenty of paper to follow. So let's just get to it then.
So, Jay, the same opportunity. Jay Kirshner, by the way, Doug Steffen, and John Harper from WMEL going through on our talk radio review the top 10 stories of the year. So, Jay, you pick one. Which one here has occupied more of your thought process, do you think? And maybe our time, because we don't usually follow all of these things. The Good Day program aims to talk about all the news, not just the things
we'll
that are...
We'll speak briefly on things, we won't really go into depth during most of the week. Well, I definitely agree with John on everything, but to add a different one, AI, I think AI has definitely taken a lot of focus this year. It seems that it has been building up and building up, and it just seems like all of a sudden we've got to, like, wait, we're already here. And we've been asking these questions too of different issues with AI of, is it actually helping? Is it hindering? Is it going to make pretty much just all of us dumb? Because if we rely on it too much, there's always that conversation that kind of relates to movies of, are the AI bots going to take over the world? A question of plagiarism. If you use AI to create content, we've seen New York Times is suing, who are they suing? OpenAI and Google. Because they were using news stories from the New York Times to teach these chatbots and AI to basically compete with them.
And well, they're stealing their content, and they're stealing everybody's content. Everybody should be suing them. There isn't a news everybody, even like programs like this, we have original content here. Yeah, we're talking about things that are in the news, but our thoughts and sometimes the way we approach things and certainly the information that we provide is often much different than what you get in the mainstream conversation on most of the right-of-center talk radio programs. So they could, we might end up suing them ourselves because they'll steal stuff wherever they can. Yeah,
well, it's getting to a point where we aren't even sure what to believe when we see something, because is that an AI is it AI generated content? Is it a generated video or a photo? And I think this is a society, and we're in a world and a time where it's already very difficult to trust the news media full force, because there's always so many opinions, there's always a spin on things, there's always some type of agenda pushed with a news story rather than just the straight up news, and when you add AI into it. However, on the flip side, we have seen a lot of good news stories of people's lives being saved, because when medical equipment or medical experience and doctors couldn't figure something out, an AI bot figured out what somebody had. Or what we recently talked about with these search and rescue, like AI divers, for when conditions have to put a search and rescue mission on pause because it's not safe for the humans, the AI machines can go and continue the search and rescue efforts. So there is a lot of good, there's a lot of bad.
I'm going to take it one step further with regard to AI. I think every single story that's on this list, all of the top 10 from this past year, 2023, every single one of them is influenced by AI already, and we're just into it. Remember, even though it's been around for a while, the discussion didn't really start. It's kind of reminded me of COVID and other things that, here today or yesterday we didn't know anything, and today, oh, wow, look at all of this, when in fact this has been brewing for a long time. But the whole business of how it impacts the economy, for example, or the midterm elections, or the elections next year, or, those people who would be president, or the whole list, any of these things in here, our relationship with China certainly is wrapped around AI and what the Chinese seem to want to do to influence. They're all, there's a finger pointing already, the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, how they impacted the last election, mostly the Chinese. Well, you can argue about the Chinese or the Russians as to what they did. And people say, well, we do the same thing. Yeah, I'm sure that we do. But the other side of the coin is it's it's so deliberate and it's so obvious. And so, the whole business about the rights of people who have special needs, the number eight thing is all about social media and big tech and yada, yada. Health concerns, what you know about your health, what information is available for people who want to know more about either COVID-19 or the other things that with the flu vaccines, the new flu that's around this year, that's pretty potent. There's a lot of stuff. Go to WebMD. You don't think they're using AI to provide information on that website? Of course they are. And all the information about climate change and yada yada. I noticed at number 10, it's, as Jay pointed out, it's a tie between climate change and space exploration. One doesn't have a thing to do with the other. But I do think it was interesting that the United States military, has launched what they've described as a space plane. It's a secretive mission. The plane kind of looks like one of the shuttles, frankly, except it doesn't have a lot. There's no windows or anything in it. But if you look at the X-37B, which is what it's called, it certainly looks a heck of a lot like a shuttle. All right, we're into the information on the space, everything, on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list, the aggregate of all the folks that have been discussed, the records from Talkers Magazine, and this is the way the list shapes up. At number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 8, Vladimir Zelensky. At number 7, the leaders of Russia and China. At number 6, Elon Musk. At number 5, both Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson, speakers of the House. At number 4, Rudy Giuliani. At number 3, those people who would be Republican candidates for president, Chris Christie, Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, those other people on that list. Number 2 is Donald Trump, as might be expected. Number 1, the president of the United States. Usually, he's the number 1 person on the people list for the year, and that proves to be true with this list as well. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrain. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way. So no drugs, no stimulants. It's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the product. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Caltrain include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. So that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Caltrain. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Yeah. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in radio, talk radio, from the spirited investigational work that Talkers Magazine does every week. Michael Harrison will be here in another hour of this program to do the official countdown. We, the folks that are connected with the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, John Harper from WMEL, going through some of these things with our thoughts and how we've handled it on the Good Day program. And one of the important aspects of the Good Day program, as with most others, is sort of digging into our social media. You can do that. All of our social media, all of the ways of getting together with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram and X, and I don't know, I asked you about YouTube, and I forgot what the answer was, Jay. I know a lot of people are using YouTube.
Yeah, we're only on Facebook, Instagram, and X.
So, we have a focus on the end of the year, and our question, one of them, what do you believe are some of the top news stories of the year? So let's see what we can get for input from some folks that there are always... Those folks who are very loyal, very involved, and very anxious to share their thoughts with us. And then there are always new people every week, so we welcome you all. Jay, what do we have?
Yeah, there is quite a list, and quite a few people said the same thing. And there were some topics that it was kind of like, wait, that was this year? That was a year ago? Virginia Kinney says the cardiac arrest and recovery of Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills. That was a big one.
Wow. And really? She must be very interested in sports. And this is fine. Whatever it is that you're referencing is fine. I just, it doesn't ring a bell with me at all. If we talked about it, I don't think we did.
We did. Yeah, it took over the news. Everybody thought he was going to die.
Remember,
and not only did he make a full recovery, but he was able to get back on the field. And absolutely incredible.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, I don't remember his name, but yes, now I remember us talking about it. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. And then also Virginia added in the murder of Tyree Nichols in Memphis.
Is that a police shooting?
A year ago. That was a police beating.
Police beating.
A 29-year-old was basically beat by Memphis police officers for about 3 minutes. And it happened early in January. I want to say January 7th. And then a few days later, he died of his injuries.
All right. What else have we got here?
Sean Aukerman says the Biden crime family getting exposed.
A lot of oxygen been taken out of the room because of that, for sure. Yeah, what else?
Mm-hmm. Our friend Terry Seavey says, the Hamas attack on Israel, all the anti-Semitic in the USA, inflation, the disrespect of people, businesses being attacked, and no bail. The borders of our country are surely unsafe. Cheryl
Edwards
saying, border, 100%. The border, the border.
Yeah, I'm with Terry on all those things. And yes, the border might be the number one thing as far as I'm concerned as well, Cheryl. Yep, yep. What else?
John Walshak says, the dysfunctional House of Representatives.
Okay.
Where's
what,
the lie?
What new can you say? Yeah, exactly. What, what else can you say about that? A complete load of garbage there.
And Nikki Lanigan pointed out some of the other big top news stories, the Titan submersible implosion. Even though some of these things in the news, they were huge, but they were only in the news for a very brief period of time. The Chinese spy balloons, the Maui fires, of course, SAG-AFTRA and the Writers Guild strikes, AI, GPT.
Yeah, when we think about it in this way, there are so many things that come across our desks and across our mind and get our attention. Yeah, this is why this serves as a useful purpose at the end of the year. Did all these things, as you just asked, all these things happen this year? Yeah. All of this stuff took place.
I totally forgot about the Chinese spy balloons. That was a huge news story, but the news cycle took it away already.
Well, there's also, speaking of that, in social media terms, a lot of people are talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchard's release from prison. I have not followed that. I imagine you have. But, man, X's had the, I was just looking at that, and people are clamoring for the release of this lady. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bello made the decision Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6th and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says the attacks are a crucial step in the mission to dismantle Hamas. Times Square, New York City, the place to be for a New Year's Eve celebration. Sunday's festivities include performances by Flo Rida, Paul Anka, and Jelly Roll. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour here. The Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits from this past year in News Talk Radio. According to the research done, the investigators at Talkers Magazine put this list together every week for us to go week to week to week. And then at the end of the year, obviously, and with most other, you know, the news people are all over. These are the big stories of the year. And then there are those, well, these will be the big stories next year at this time. How the heck do you know that? Let's stick with what we know, okay? And in terms of number 4 on this list, border security. By the way, these lists are always posted at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. So the border security issue at number 4. Here, this is a real sticky wicket. As we get to the end of the year, I think we talked about this, Jay, this week, and John, maybe you can chime in on this. The Border Patrol processing, according to the government, more migrants entering this country illegally than any other month in the history of the Border Patrol.
I saw a video over the weekend, and it's crazy as far as what's coming across the border.
The numbers? My God, hundreds of thousands of migrants who have crossed into this country, and some of them are at official crossings, but they're sneaking in. But during the first part of looking at December even, the figure is 50-some-odd thousand migrants have come in so far this month. And so since May, the number is 224,000, according to their numbers, and you know as well as I do that there are a heck of a lot more because they sneak by and they never counted. They come in through the porous, all the holes that we have in the border. So anyway, John, go ahead. You're in Florida. How much of a problem is it in Florida?
Actually, Doug, it's not too much of a problem here. Residents here in Florida are looking at Texas, Arizona, and other states that have the problem. And I guess everyone is saying, thankfully, not in my backyard. So it's not too much of an issue here, but everybody is very much aware of it. And they're looking like we all are as to how do you solve this problem. This is very serious.
Yeah, but and then you're turning it, let's go back to the problem, or the guy who's responsible, Biden is responsible, and the administration has threatened, as we go into the end of the week, a lawsuit if Texas enforces their own state immigration law. How do you do that, especially given what they themselves in the administration, well, we've got a real problem here. So Texas, you know, you may agree, you may disagree with the spirit of what the governor has done, taking people, putting them on buses and planes and moving them up north or you know, anywhere, get them out of Texas, because they're more in Texas than any other state in the country. And you can see, as we were suggesting, the videos everywhere of people that you know, are coming in under fences, these children, it's ridiculous.
They're all smiling and happy.
Oh, yeah. So how does Biden win under the circumstances if, on one hand, the administration says we've got a serious problem, we've got to deal with it, and then on the other hand, they decide to go after the Justice Department, says they're going to file a lawsuit against Texas if it didn't assure federal officials by next week that the state would refrain from enforcing the law. It's their law. So, okay, do you bring it to the Supreme Court, which seems to me to be the step? I wonder why it hasn't gone there already. I guess yeah. SB4 is the law, and the Justice Department says that it's unconstitutional. Well, we've given it back to the states. It's home rule. This is very confusing, and also they're talking out of both sides of their mouths.
Confusing, serious, and something in the new year has got to be done about this.
Yeah. Well, what do we do? Just shut the border down?
Yeah, shut it down.
Can we? Do we have the tools? Do we have the means? Do we have the manpower? Do we have the money to build a wall? And how do you put the National Guard on the border and shoot anybody that comes across legally or illegally? I mean, if you close everything up, then the assumption is going to be everybody who comes here is going to be an illegal.
Well, as Chef Ramsay would say in his kitchen, shut it down, shut it down.
Okay, but, what's for breakfast? Is a question for the chef. Yeah, anyway, go ahead, you were saying.
But seriously, we've got to get the National Guard on the border and make sure they are spread to the point where they will do some damage if these people continue to come across. We cannot take these immigrants across the border. We just can't hold it.
Mm-hmm. All right, climate change is number 10 on the list. I'm not following because some of these things obviously jump out as more than other things do. So in terms of the global warming / climate change discussions that are going on, a lot of them, in my opinion, and based on what I find, and again, we find, I guess, well, you find what you want to find, and I find that there is more evidence that shows the Earth is just changing as it has over the billions of years that it has existed. Yes, is there influence? I've said this, Jay, right, 100 times, I've said it once. There is a sort of we're sharing in responsibility. Are we being responsible for care and safety of the planet? Not so much. It's not, and it isn't what's in the air as much as packaging, things like plastic and cardboard and the things that come here. Everybody loves I was in my son's kitchen last night. He was opening up some boxes from Amazon. And I looked at him, and he knew what I was going to say. I said, why'd you buy that stuff on Amazon? He said, because the stores that used to have this have been put out of business by Amazon. And this is what I've said over and over again from the beginning. The goal of Amazon is to put everybody else out of business so they can be the only retailer. And you know what that's going to be like when you are at the whim of these people? So the prices may be better now, but how do you know what's going to happen? You keep letting... I never buy anything from Amazon except once in a while a book. There are, you know, people buying everything. You can buy anything to find anything. And folks say, well, that's very convenient. But how many boxes did you get this year for Christmas that came from Amazon or Walmart's, well, whoever it was? And what did you do with those boxes? Did you burn them? If you burned them, it's okay. Except people, oh, it's air pollution. You got to, right?
Pick and choose your battles.
Yeah, right.
Well, one of the things about Amazon is they've gotten so big that there is a lot of junk. There are a lot of really poor quality items on there. And there are different threads on social media of people who saw something and they show the picture and what they were expecting and then they show the product when it actually came in. And it is nothing like they thought. And then on the flip side, Amazon has given a wider audience to a lot of small, locally owned mom-and-pop shops who have had the ability to sell on Amazon and has actually helped their business. It's one of those where there's poor quality control, but it is also helping with other people.
Has Etsy, is it Etsy? Is that the other company that has a lot of stuff you can buy on eBay?
Yeah, that's Etsy is... is that kind of like arts and crafts and stuff, like people selling their own items?
I got a chicken. I found architectural drawings for a chicken house on Etsy and bought them for $29. So, yeah, I guess you can find that
stuff.
That's
great.
All right, let's go back to the climate change discussion itself and look at what's happening. Again, as we enter the end of the year, the final phase of the year, I was thinking about what I saw last night on the news at the airport at LAX before I came back to the East Coast. And it was an advisory to people in California to stay away from the coast, to stay away from the water. The first major storm has created havoc. There are people who have been hurt. There are rescues. And according to the Coast Guard, people could die at any moment because of the waves. And you can see pictures. This is the brilliance of having everybody's got a camera. And so there's video and there's also still pictures of the waves coming in and this is part of the discussion. These people that build their houses right on the beach. And the predictions are in the next, 40, 50 years, there will be a lot of beach erosion, whether you're down in Florida, John, where you are, or whether it's in California or wherever, there's weather. You're in Texas and the panhandle of Florida and Louisiana. They get walloped all the time by hurricanes. There are very few coastal areas in America that are safe from the weather. We have, some of the entrails of hurricanes come all the way up into New England, but certainly the Carolina coast, look at this past year. We didn't have a lot of bad hurricanes, nowhere near as many as were predicted, but in, two, three instances, didn't you get whacked pretty well in Florida this year by the entrails of a hurricane? I was trying to think of when that happened.
And as far as which aspect of that?
Well, I mean, didn't you get, I'm trying to remember, was this year or last year, where the hurricanes, there was one hurricane that caused a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that hit Fort Myers, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, so there's that.
They're still recovering from that one.
Well, there are a lot of, these storms, you don't have instant. We stop talking about them when the storm is over after everybody's reviewed the damage. Okay, go on to the next thing. There is still, as you're suggesting, it's good and bad because what it does to the local economy, that is carpenters and plumbers and tradesmen, electricians, it keeps them all working. And a lot of times when there is a lot of damage that's concentrated, it takes a year to even get somebody, even though there were, I think the last time I remember this happening, a lot of tradesmen from up north, especially during the wintertime, who weren't really working, getting their trucks and they drive down to Florida. And they become gypsies and they, they're going to work on this stuff as much as anybody else. So I think that it's very interesting to see. One of the beauties of our format is that you can go in a dozen different directions with all of this stuff, right? There's so much here and so many different the focus on all of this stuff. We haven't talked much about the abortion issue. I don't know. because it's one of those things like capital punishment, death penalty. You can, having done this for as long as I have, and John, you too, these conversations go no place. So I see no reason to really...
They're so opinion-based.
Go ahead, Jay.
No. It's just there are some topics that are more solely... You have opinions with everything. Anybody has opinions with everything. We have opinions on anything. But there are just some topics that you can keep a focus more on the facts themselves while adding the opinion, where other topics like abortion, like capital punishment, where it is so emotionally driven that it is very difficult to have any kind of productive conversation without the opinions.
Mm-hmm. And so then what do you do? How do you decide which direction to go in? A lot of people decide where they're going to go based on what the hosts of, I was listening to Levin and where he was going with a particular thing. I thought, why is he going in that direction? But he gets response, and that's why you go down that road with any number of topics. All right, we've got 48 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Time for us to review the top 10 news talk stories. This is on Talkers, both Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. This is the overview for 2023, so the top 10 stories for the year, as we discuss on both the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show itself. At number 10, Hunter Biden, the continuing investigation of what's going on with him and his family. At number 9, the continuing discussion of abortion and what's going on in the individual states to protect Roe v. Wade. Number 8, crime, homelessness, what's going on with the immigration problem in part. Number 7, the Speaker of the House, all the chaotic activity there this past year. Wars are number 6. Number 5, social media, big tech, and artificial intelligence. Immigration rears its head as 4. The economy, number 3, Trump and his legal battles, 2, and the presidential race for this next year. Number 1 story of the year 2023. On the people list, the aggregate of all the folks that have been discussed, the records from Talkers Magazine, and this is the way the list shapes up. At number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 8, Vladimir Zelensky. At number 7, the leaders of Russia and China. At number 6, Elon Musk. At number 5, both Kevin McCarthy and Mike Johnson, speakers of the House. At number 4, Rudy Giuliani. At number 3, those people who would be Republican candidates for president, Chris Christie, Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, those are the people on that list. Number 2 is Donald Trump, as might be expected. Number 1, the President of the United States. Usually, he's the number 1 person on the people list for the year, and that proves to be true with this list as well. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right. That's right. Yes. Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past the hour now here on the Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, John Harper from WMEL. So in terms of what is the folks at Talkers, sort of, and this is not arbitrary, but they do, you know, the thing that has attracted a lot of our attention has been politics. Not necessarily the elections, but the politics that lead up to the selection of who runs. And I think at this point in time, when you look around, one of the things as we are at the end of the year are the states that are either considering keeping Trump off the ballot or the states that have already done it. There are two states that have blocked in terms of the primary, two states that have said nope. And one of them is Colorado. The other one is Maine. In Michigan, I think this past week, they said, yeah, okay, we're going to leave him on the ballot.
He's allowed. Mm-hmm.
And California, surprisingly, I'm kind of stunned at that and how the decision was made as far as that's concerned, because I would have thought, and we were talking about this yesterday, I was in California the last week and talking to my children and some of my friends out there, we thought it was a slam dunk that he would be taken, blocked, if you will. I don't know what the right terminology is, but because California
is it election
probably,
interference?
What, to take him off the ballot?
Mm-hmm.
He's, I don't know, how would you do, that's an interesting question. Election interference, he's participated in election interference. Look at the Georgia, I mean, he's the poster boy for election interference. If it isn't, you know, up to the Russians or the Chinese, whoever else messed with our last election, So this is why it's so confusing. It makes it interesting, but also, what can we count on? The Colorado court was the first one to apply a presidential candidate. This was whatever they call it. Is it taking off the? What's the correct terminology? I don't remember. There's some, you know, he's deleted from the ballot, or he's not allowed to be on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
and
anyway,
they cite the 14th Amendment, but has Donald Trump
right.
officially been convicted?
No.
Of violating
so do
the
they need
Amendment?
A conviction in order to? I mean, they don't need anything. They can, you know, do what they want to do. It can be based on fact. It can be based on what the members of this, whoever the group is, the election board that decides to certify the ballot. And in this case, the election board in Colorado went to court and they said, okay, well, we'll go along with you. We're not going to allow Trump to be on the ballot. And it's because he engaged in insurrection. The Secretary of State up in Maine was the first election official to strike him from the ballot there under that provision in the history of the state. And most other states that do this, I'm betting there are going to be other states. I'm shocked at California, but okay. So if you look at the legal issue here, Jay, and I think that's the thing, not that necessarily the passions, it's kind of like what's going on in Israel, people protesting or being anti-Semitic because they think that the Israelis are doing a job on the Palestinians. War is war. And people, there are going to be innocent people that are going to be affected by war. It's always the case. Now, and speaking of wars, going back to the Civil War here in America, we ratified the 14th Amendment, which guaranteed the rights to former slaves to vote. And there are two clauses, two sentences in there called Section 3, trying to keep former Confederate, the people who were in the South, obviously, from regaining government control, government power. Here's what it reads. A senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature of the United States, no one in that list shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid and comfort to the enemies of our country. But Congress may, by a vote of 2/3 of each house, remove this disability. So that's what they're hanging their hat on, which I think is kind of interesting verbiage in and of itself. So there's a review kind of number one of the political aspects here. You've been listening to the Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Com. Com.